This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center, where Milo Yiannopoulos is pouring over the winner of the 2016 elections. You're in a time machine, and Hillary just won.
Well, returning to our interdimensional portal coverage of the distance.
Live from the Infowars.
Here it is, and we're returning.
It's Alex Jones.
It's Milo Yiannopoulos. Go ahead. We're back from our interdimensional portal.
We are returning from our interdimensional portal to the center spread of the Newsweek special explaining how Hillary won and why Trump lost. And this is serious Hillary. This is sensible Hillary. This is Hillary. This is work Hillary. Because, you know, you just this time for Hillary for play and this Hillary for work. And this is Hillary for work with sensible hair. She's sitting down and she's working with her predecessor in the Oval Office. Yeah.
She's getting the job done.
She looks like she's about to accomplish something, doesn't
she? A lot of foreign payments coming into the foundation. She just raked in a few more million, a few more dictators in charge.
Just this morning, I tweeted a rainbow hashtag to my gay followers to pander to them. The same morning as I accepted $50 million from Saudi Arabia. How's that? And Barack lets out a hearty chuckle. It's the Democrat Party for you. Obama's bad cop. This is Newsweek. Setting her up as the tough.
Obama needed her to do the hard job, and she did it.
She's the tough one in the partnership. I mean, not difficult with Obama, of course, who has so many things in common with Glenn Beck, as we were talking earlier. But well, including being married to a man, as the late great Joan Rivers revealed to us all.
You don't talk about that.
And there she is. And there she is. You see the universe.
And again, we're not transphobic. We're proud that we had a first tranny leader.
No, it shows us as the progressive nation of values that we are. No,
I tell you though, she is a good-looking tranny.
There's that picture, isn't there, of the in the dress with the lump. Have you seen that picture?
Yeah. What is that?
Well, who knows? It's not.
Is that her sex gun?
Who knows? Anyway,
keep your hand on your gun.
So this is her being. This is the approval of the previous.
And she's the lady, Lord Snapping Turtle, that tells our kids what to eat. That's totally normal.
Do you know how many American school children hate this woman? And it's wonderful. It's better than anything any conservative ever did to the reputation of
worse than prison food.
No, that's what they say. You know, I speak. You probably have young fans too, but you know, I have these people email me, 13-year-old girls who say we don't like the Obamas. And I say, why? This is school dinners. They won't let us eat. We go in the morning and we get one tiny chip.
They say that's why suddenly the young kids are all turning against them. They go, you're the ones that feed us prison gruel.
We've got this post-millennial conservative generation, and the reason is they weren't allowed school dinner. They didn't get sausages and burgers. They got these tiny bits of green crap thanks to Michelle Obama. This sort of hectoring, nannying.
And then the gravy looks like phlegm.
Oh, okay. Ugh.
Let's continue to the big victory.
There it is.
Oh,
look at the beautiful.
Madam President.
It's the moment we've all been waiting for. It is the inevitable Hillary victory. You know, by the way, when...
Talk about the Grinch. Look at how Kane looks like the Grinch that stole Christmas. You put some green paint on that face.
It's sinister, isn't it? And just the... You know what, actually?
He's starring in Stephen King's new It.
He's the clown. Was it Pennywise?
If you just Google creepy Tim Kaine, creepy comes up first.
Tim Kaine, space, and the next suggestion.
Exactly.
Yeah, when they're not censoring Google autocomplete, as of course they did during the election, to make the results more flattering to Hillary Clinton.
Really? So, Madam President.
Just an algorithm mistake, of course.
Yes, of course it was.
Just a mistake in the algorithms. She's a lady, in case you needed to be told.
This is about women's victory right now.
Women's victory, because this is all about...
You're not pandering.
Gender. I'm with her. Nothing to do with policy or substance.
She has no future, but she's with the mob boss, failed state, ISIS-backing lady that lied that she was, you know, shot it on a tarmac in Serbia.
Sharing the White House. There we go.
He's going to be the first man.
Back there we go. Rapist in chief back in the Oval Office.
Everybody needs their rape whistles.
Oh, I saw that for John Oliver. I was like, why are you advertising what's actually a really cool product? Because I was watching that, and I was like, I want one of those, and I'm definitely asking for one when I go to Austin.
You're going to get one. Can we go over to the warehouse and get you a Ray Pfizzel?
No, please, please.
Well, get us two. We're going to blow them together. I think they're about to sell out. But
I want on-air Ray Whistles.
Okay. All right, long statement coming up. We have a lot of ads towards the end and start of the hour.
We'll get to the end of the Newsweek special.
We're going to get back into your book. We're going to open the phones up. And then Roger Stone's joining us with really serious news. They're isolating the president ahead of a coup and openly say they're getting ready to kill him on national television with Wolf Blitzer. So, yeah, and they're saying hashtag hunt Republicans. So we're having fun here, but it's pretty dangerous.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
About this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
That's Vincent Price laughing when Hillary said she won.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover.
Hillary's theme tune.
You want to stop tyranny?
God damn it,
so
dude.
Does he.
Killing her like a zombie.
From the Infowars.com studio, Alex
She's being
Jones.
Supported by her 9-person medical team.
Hillary's in great health. It's like when Pele on it.
Now you just imagine sort of MSNBC host and Hillary's literally sucking her dry. She's like the president-elect in great health. Just gnawing on her. Desperate to stay alive somehow.
Now, by the way, we were talking about the rape whistles.
We were.
And John Oliver did a really great piece that I want more of. I'm serious. But he goes, rape whistles? Why would you do that with Bill Clinton? Well, the reason is that Bill Clinton had to settle a bunch of rape cases, including biting women on the face while he raped them. He's well known. But the Newsweek article says that Trump invented a bunch of fake sex victims of the Clintons. One of them was a 13-year-old girl kidnapped, raped by 7 men until she had a prolapse. Her body came out of her. She could never have kids again. They raped her so hard. Hillary represented them, admitted they were guilty, and made jokes that we have audio of getting them off. So they're obsessed with this, but they make the joke. Listen, we took over Bill Clinton's campaign, Hillary's campaign, blowing whistles. That's why we sold these at cost. People blew whistles screaming, you're a rapist. They took over hundreds of their events, and we probably won the election for Trump, our audience that did that. So all of our acts like we're crazy, we're insane. Milo Yiannopoulos is here with us. They don't know why we did it. He knows full well why he did it, and we're about to sell out of these. I'm glad that he reminded us that we had some overstock of these. We need to bring these back. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Bill Clinton's a rapist. A few times Bill Clinton would be talking and he'd say, and I'll tell you what that means. That means you're a rapist. I mean, he got torn up. So here's John Oliver looking down his nose at us, the little chimney sweep. Here it is.
Pick up a Bill Clinton rape whistle, which, according to InfoWars, should be used to let Bill know you're in the crowd and that you know the truth. That truth, by the way, you just spent $6 on a whistle. Oh, that's right. We bought this. And by the way,
that's right. We bought this.
A free 9/11 was an inside job bumper sticker that we most assuredly did not ask.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They say I said that the government did 9/11. I'm saying criminal elements worked with Saudi Arabia. I've had congressmen on like Jones confirming it. We're proven right on that again. And in the news today, they are saying that they're admitting they're trying to pass laws to stop appliances from spying on us. But before we go there, Milo, I've been ranting. You've got the floor. Let's talk about the rape whistle. Let's finish up with the Newsweek, Madam President.
I'm very happy to have this. I came in and I saw a mug, and I wanted a mug, and I asked your producer if I could have a mug. But I have I will be exiting the building with the greatest piece of merchandise I could ever have hoped for. So thank you for my whistle. Right, let's get through to the end of this, because we're on the home stretch. Sharing the White House. There she is. She's.
Wait, turn back for someone just joined us. She just won.
Oh, she just won.
After her meteoric, unstoppable rise. Madam President.
Beautiful.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Here is the red, white, and blue. She's dressed for the occasion. She's with her running mate. Everything is perfect and beautiful and celebratory. Do you remember that moment, by the way, on election night?
Yes, when she won.
You were on air, I think, and I was...
Well, there it is. It says, Madam President. That was the moment she won. They got photos of it.
How can it be fake? There's pictures of it. This is just wonderful. You know, and the publication of this, I know I said this already, but the publication of this thing, this object, as soon as I saw this, I knew that he had won. I knew that Donald Trump was going to be the next president, because the good Lord above...
The hubris.
The hubris of it. The good Lord above would not have allowed this to stand. You know,
it's like the Titanic going, not even God could sink this ship.
That's exactly what it was. And of course, there's only one inevitable rule of history. You know, that a hubris that grand. And you see it in the great Greek tragedies. You see it in history time and time
again. Don't tempt the fates.
Don't tempt the fates. And if this isn't tempting the fates, I don't know what is. So you've got Madam President, the red, white, and blue. Beautiful. She's a lady. She's the winner. She won because she's a woman. Not because
you better get out of the way.
Sharing the White House. There she is, welcoming back in. Now, I have to, you know, I will break with possibly you and some of your audience and say that I, you know, there are some things about Bill that were kind of cool. Like, he was sort of a cool customer, even though, you know,
he was a rapist and a drug addict.
He was a rapist and drug addict and whatever. But
he's like an evil Benny Hill.
Putting somebody like that back in the White House there it is.
I mean, he already Porky Pigged it for 8 years.
It's happened. Why would Trump bother to make up rape victims? You don't need to. There's dozens of them. All you got to do is pick up a newspaper from the 90s. Okay, so there's all this. Oh, look, and there's her.
There's the shark attack photo. Look at the shark attack.
Triumphantly exclaiming.
Like the demon clown is fighting for us.
This
full demon-possessed Linda Blair, prepare for hell.
This was just after the 360 head turn. Finally, she can find the head.
Look at the shot. And she's going to spew green, 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 green. That's the shot.
The head comes.
Look, here's the face.
Back right.
I'm in charge.
We done? Good.
Sorry.
Get into it, you see. I love you. All right, look.
Your planet is hard. I love Hillary.
Sorry. After the 360 revolution is complete, and immediately before the ejection of the goo, a photographer manages to catch her head in the forward position. There it is, fighting for us, fighting what nobody knows. What the primaries taught us.
That she stole it from Bernie Sanders and he bent over?
What the primaries taught us is that the Clintons run the Democrat Party, but I'm sure that's not what the article says. We haven't got time to read the whole thing, but I'm pretty sure Newsweek didn't.
No, it's how she won fair and square, battling and...
And
remembering the legacy.
It's remembering Little Rock, moments from her past. You see, now they've established her victory. They're giving you a little nostalgic tour. Again, it's the Lifetime movie moment. You know, a little nostalgic tour.
The only endearing thing about her is that she likes women.
which is something at least you can get behind.
And then she's got Webster Hubble's daughter.
The only thing I have in common with her is that we both fuck blacks.
She did say blacks are super predators.
No, they got
the law passed to put blacks in jail three times more for the same crime, and then they blamed Trump for it.
No, her husband passed the bill that destroyed the black family. Of this constant war on drugs, you know, the crime bill that ripped apart black families and caused most of the problems in the black community these days.
Oh, a night of firsts.
A night of firsts. A night of firsts.
They're in the pure goddess outfit. You know, white and pure.
This is the messianic, long lens shot that we've come to know as
God save a queen.
This is actually known in the industry as the Glenn Beck, you know, the messianic long lens.
The Lord.
It's looking down on high.
Just learn to take this person very seriously.
Very seriously. And shot from below to make them look more substantial and titanic. You know, it's called the Glenn Beck. There we go, and we've got, oh, look, and there's her.
There's Webster Hubble. There's Mr. Ed leading through to get a bucket of grain. A horse is a horse, of course, that is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Webster Hubble.
Well, is that, oh, and look.
There's Bill.
Lovely.
Bill's like, is that some cocaine on the table?
I have no comment to make about that. There were moments when you kind of got,
is that a lobster ring?
No, it's a scorpion. It's a scorpion. Oh. You like it?
I do.
Yeah.
I like it more if it was a lobster.
Why? Scorpions are cooler than lobsters, aren't they?
I don't know.
Lobsters are just tasty. Scorpions are dangerous.
Lobsters are psychic.
See, I've got a dragon, I've got a snake, and I've got a scorpion because they're dangerous.
I understand.
Lobsters aren't very dangerous.
I'm sorry.
Lobster will give you a little nip.
Again, we're doing a review of the fake news report. But the real report is Dangerous, the new best-selling book, which was banned. You can't make that up, but Back from the Dead, published by Milo Yiannopoulos, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please continue.
It is. There's the more beautiful photos. Newsweek's really getting into it now. And then, of course, what we've all been waiting for, the moment that we've been waiting for, which is when they explain how and why she beat the Donald.
This is really rich. And they've got the state breakdowns and, oh my gosh, and how he got caught lying about Bill being a rapist. And
Because
Bill Clinton is not a rapist.
Bill Clinton, not a rapist, apparently.
Of course, we have whistles, so.
You know that. What did I do wrong there? You'd think I'd be better
at. No, I'm selling defective ones.
No, they're not. They're good whistles. You'd think I'd be better.
You gotta blow harder.
I'd be better at blowing. There we go. Right. Debating Donald. So this is the piece by piece deconstruction.
Analysis of post-game.
A post-game analysis, a deconstruction of just how badly wrong he got the debates. And there she is. There she is, calmly explaining while he looms over her in a sinister. Wasn't that great with him prowling behind her like a predator? He was like a lion, you know, just prowling around, just waiting to strike. You're a liar. Yes, you'd be in
jail. And you ought to be in prison.
You'd be in jail. Oh, my goodness. Just wonderful. There she is, sort of calmly and reasonably explaining.
Do you have a crush on Trump?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I told the New York Times I was Trump sexual, and I didn't think they'd print it, but they did. the back of the New York
Times. You like golden toads?
I. What is a golden toad?
That's Donald Trump.
Golden toad?
His spirit animal's a golden toad.
He doesn't look like... No. When I look at him, I don't see any particular physical features. It's more an impression of greatness, you know.
Stately power.
Of strength, of masculinity, of confidence.
Of will.
Of will. Literally, the will to power, you know. Somebody who willed his way to the presidency, who just by sheer force of personality and will now occupies the Oval Office. Is there anything hot?
That's right. Let's skip this one break. Go ahead.
Anything hotter than that? I don't think there is.
Well, I mean, I think the fact that he's actually, from knowing folks that know him in the White House and more, he really is trying to do what's best for prosperity, for the people, for two-way streets on trade. I mean, he's just trying to be fair and not have it out to get America that the globalists and the leftists want to mount America's head on the wall. I mean, they fundamentally want to dominate America.
I just think he's wonderful. But you're right. And there she is. Look, see, this is a triumphant post-debate picture where she's posing as though she's already won. It makes you wonder, do you think that the Democrat campaign was spending so much time staging the victory pictures, working with Newsweek to have nice photos?
Yes, they were too busy laughing and celebrating how they were invincible because they just stole the nomination. They knew Trump was going to win. They were going to steal it.
They forgot to actually fight the election. Yes. Or they thought they didn't need to. So they were spending all their time working with Newsweek on photos like this, because this was at the debate. You know, this was set up.
And now they're spending all their time, trying to convince us that the Russians stole the election.
There's a name for this in psychology, which escapes me for the moment. But it's, you know, when you put all of the world's ills, you're looking for a bad actor to explain
splitting
the world's ills. Right. Well, feminism does it with the patriarchy. You know, Black Lives Matter does it with white people.
It's a boogeyman. I mean, Hitler did it with the Jews.
Right.
You
and
just
the Democrat
pick one
party,
group. And
the Democrat Party, unable or unwilling to examine its own failings, its own arrogance, its own lack of ability to accomplish anything, and its own structural weaknesses.
And it's led by Pelosi. And I've had grandparents that got old and got senile. I'm not making fun of it, but she's in power, stumbling around looking like a Botox Barbie doll, going, George W. is in, oh, boy, where is that? And then you've got Maxine Waters going, Putin with the Trump, they attack Korea. What the? I mean, it's like, what planet?
The one that gets me, the one that is like the embodiment of sheer evil, is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, if you've ever...
So the head cops who've got the laptops and the guys who are playing the country,
she's like, you're
in a lot
right
of trouble,
thing,
man.
Yeah. And you know what it is? If
she even says you're a racist to him. To a white woman to a white cop.
You're a racist. Ow! I don't
just
know.
Randomly. You better not let us have... You better not...
Isn't this lovely? Look at this. Look at this. It's beautiful.
A worshiper. Here, while you talk, I'm going to bow down right now. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's... Okay, all right, fine. I forgot what I was going to say. It's gone. Wait. If you've ever read The Twits by Roald Dahl, there's a moment at the beginning of the book where he's explaining how even if you are physically conventionally unattractive, if you have, like, you know, wonky eyes and bad teeth and all the rest of it, if you have a good heart and a good soul, it will shine through you, and you'll always somehow look beautiful. You'll always radiate the goodness that's within you. And then he turns to talk about his lead two characters, Mr. and Mrs. Twit, and he says, if you were evil, if you were wicked, if you have nothing but dark thoughts, it will show on the face, and you'll start to, you know, and over the years, it gradually becomes...
The Portrait of Dorian Gray.
It's something of the same principle. That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You know, you can sort of see the darkness within her.
She looks like the Joker or something. She looks totally like a bug-eyed Shih Tzu dog on PCP.
That's your description. But, yeah. And here we go. There's more hearkening back to her heroic and triumphant victory on the stage with Donald Trump. And now look. Comedians. This is the entertainment industry. United in their love and adulation for the candidate. Everybody was behind her. The whole country loved her in the face of this sexist, misogynist, white supremacist monster that she was running against that actually was none of those things.
Exactly. My buddy Shane Steiner said, you posted on Facebook asking about good restaurants and people were giving you bad advice. He says the Steiner Steakhouse will buy you a steak if you come in there.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
It's a great steakhouse, but it's out by the lake. If you're ever out here, really nice lake.
If I ever come back with more time, then I will be...
Absolutely, but I can tell you about some good places downtown.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to pull up the Megyn Kelly text in a minute. I'm going to actually show you what I said to her.
Oh, good. Well, let me get to the end of this while you're doing that. So there we go. There's her victorious farewell goodbye. She's wonderful. Newsweek, by the way, inserts an ad for itself. Claiming that it can explain the Bible. The Bible, so misunderstood, it's a sin. So misunderstood, it's a sin, Newsweek says about its own coverage of the Bible in the pages of this. and then we all know what that's like. You just say, and here. And, you know, it's always interesting, the headlines that get picked by friendly media. And it's like, if you have to say it. You know, it's like, Hillary the human. Well, I mean, if you've got to say it.
Exactly.
This is the moments when you're like, maybe they're
because
right.
Remember, Joe Biden went, I know she's a robot and you hate her. She's being honest.
Hillary, the human, like, okay, all right, fine, if you insist. And there, of course, is
she's her, looking at some little black kid she wants to put in prison.
That's what I meant by my joke.
She's like, look at these super predators.
Sorry for the language earlier. That's what I was getting at with my joke.
As long as we're able to delay it for our radio stations, we have to delete it out, but it's fine.
I'm sorry about that. And then we have Queen Makers, wonderful. So this
and it's a little message like here she is with her girlfriend.
Well, maybe. I mean, Queen. You know, there's a little Queen. There's a little subtext.
Sort of a little Islamic. This is a juicy.
This is a mischievous sub editor at Newsweek.
But listen, Uma Abedin's mother promotes genital mutilation of women. She's a big Islamic scholar on it.
She has.
I wonder if when Hillary's hanging out with Uma, if there's even any business down there.
If there's anything left. Or maybe that's what they're into. Maybe they have cheese graters.
I'm not trying. I mean, it's great. The Muslims are doing this, folks. We're not the ones. They'll say they make jokes about genital mutilation, but they won't even say it's the Muslims doing it and that we're against it.
No, it's like, okay, I'm a gay man. I can't make jokes about Muslims who want me dead and are killing other gay people.
No, you're not allowed to.
No, I'm the hateful one for making jokes about it on TV.
Why is the left so in love with the most radical forms of Islam that are like foam at the mouth psychopaths?
Oh, because Islam hates the West just as much as they do. They see it as the most effective route to tear down all the institutions they hate so much, and all of the principles and the motivating forces behind the country they hate so much, freedom and democracy and liberty. All of these things are profoundly antithetical to radical Islam, to Islam in general, frankly.
I want you to look in that camera then, and in a few minutes before we go to break, we'll come back and take calls, get into all the other topics you want to cover.
Sure.
As we've been analyzing the gatekeepers of reality. Oh, look at the final picture. And Joe Biden.
The final thing. This is the smug final conclusion to the...
We're in charge. We're running things.
And there she is back in her presidential outfit. She's in her sober blue with the flags behind her, surrounded by...
With Joe Biden, who had good positive numbers with Democrats.
Joe Biden! She's back in her pearls, she's looking presidential, and she's ready to get to work. And wouldn't it have been wonderful if that glorious, sunny Democratic future had come to pass?
And there's one final big centerfold right there of the victory, the 19th. Oh, yeah. The victory, there's photos of it.
And what they do, this is a photo from the DNC, and they're including in here, making it look like it's the election night victory photo. This is just after her speech in a room full of people who, of course, already love her, most of whom are paid to be
there. Look at Bill right here. I mean, Day of the Dead.
But do you remember all those wonderful pictures of him where people, like photographers, would catch him at certain moments, and you could sort of read on his face, like, what have I done? don't let this woman win. It's almost like so you could almost read some sort of Stockholm syndrome on the face, or it's like, no, don't do this, America.
Well, the two hate each other.
Well,
that's why she had to get Webster to impregnate her.
I don't know anything about that.
No, seriously, Bill is literally her beard. You didn't know that?
I mean, look,
it's nothing against her. She likes women.
No, we're progressive. We're for a progressive America. We have no problem whatsoever with this.
But we're being homophobic.
We established this with Michelle Obama, that we're a very progressive, we have a very progressive vision for the United
States.
Seriously,
Michelle Obama does look like a man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm almost into it.
I was going to say, you like black men. So
I would. Cut the hair a bit shorter, yeah. Then I'm in.
So would you like to date Michelle Obama? Obama. You aren't really an item with your...
What is it with these Democrat couples?
You're a good-looking guy. Do you want to propose to him, to Michelle Obama, right now, on air, camera one, Milo, go ahead. Milo, camera one.
No, I will not be bullied into this. I am not going to take to the air to propose to Michelle Obama. I am not going to go live on air on InfoWars, suggesting that Michelle Obama should cut her hair shorter and that we should shack up together in my beachfront mansion in Miami. I will not be bullied into going onto the air with you and extending the warm hand of friendship and familiarity.
But if he reaches out.
But if he does call, my current boyfriend is going to be in for a nasty shock.
All right, there you go. And see,
That's not transphobia. That is embracing it.
Do you know they call it the cotton ceiling? Did you know that? There's a you know, like the glass ceiling, that imaginary upper limit beyond which women can't pass in corporate environments. Well, transgender people say that there's a bigotry involved in dating trannies. So basically, when you find out that a woman, that someone you thought was a woman, is actually a man, and you don't want to sleep with them, you're the weird one. You're a bigot. And it's called the cotton ceiling because you don't want to peel back the underwear. Isn't that amazing? It's my favorite expression in the world. It's called the cotton ceiling. Transgender people can't pass the cotton ceiling because they're potential sexual partners are so off-put by their pasts. I'm fairly relaxed about people not wanting to have sex with women who have penises, but apparently that's a new form of bigotry that we didn't know about.
Well, I think it's all just people's taste is what it comes down to, and what the left is trying to say is, we're going to pick what your taste is, we're going to tell you what's funny, we're going to tell you who to like, we're going to tell you what the new trend is. Yeah. How about humanity just decide?
How about people just get on with their own individual lives, be left to their own conclusions, be left to their own preferences, be left to their own beliefs, allowed to say, do, and be whatever they want in the privacy of their own homes, as long as it doesn't affect or hurt.
That sounds like a Thomas Jefferson view.
That sounds like America to me.
Sounds like America, America with Milo. He's with us. The book is Dangerous. Stay with us. We're going to give the number out. Take your calls.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, trash
Dosing the Lies and Disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Milo Yiannopoulos, one of the biggest icons in the new conservative movement. We're not the alt-right. We are the next wave of awakening of renaissance and human liberty worldwide. Now, we got some big news breaking on Infowars.com, and more of this will be in the second installment with Roger Stone coming up in the fourth hour. I'm commandeering that and will be co-hosting with the great Anthony Cumia. McMaster purging key Trump allies, deep state coup rooting out patriots from the White House. We have this from inside the White House. I have not even given you the data dump that other people would kill for. Okay, I'm going to just say this. This comes from the highest levels. Highest levels. And we had a lot of discussions about whether to release this information or not. I called Roger, and separately he got the same information yesterday from multiple White House sources. Highest level. And it is crazy what's going on. So that's coming up in the next hour. Roger Stone will be joining us. I don't know what to say at this point. Briefly, we need your support. They took our Google advertising away that was going to bring in $5 million, and that's not profit. That's $5 million. And people say, oh, well, that's no big deal. I'm paying for one video stream a month that we send out to everybody for free, $50,000+. And that's when it's not getting a bunch of bandwidth. I mean, RIT, we got some of the biggest companies out there that even supply Google with bandwidth. We've got so many people watching our streams, listening to streams, all of it. It's costing a lot of money, hundreds and hundreds of thousands a month, which is good, but it's just exponentially growing. As we get censored off YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter, people are coming to Infowars.com. They're coming to our streams. So we lost $5 million. It was $3.3 million we made last year off of ads we had on Google. Then they banned us. It was trending to be $5 million this year. And that was like the extra money we had budgeted for what we were going to do this year. Now, you've come through supporting us more, buying T-shirts, buying Bill Clinton rape whistles, you know, all of it. But we need support now more than ever. Look at Milo Yiannopoulos. They took his book, number one on Amazon, is in the top 10 on New York Times bestseller. It was going to go number one. They didn't know what to do, so they banned the book that they were already printing, would not allow it to go on store shelves. He's suing them for $10 million. It's an act of resistance to get this book and to make it top of the charts again, just to show them they're not going to be victorious. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's available at Dangerous.com. Yeah, you can get it at Amazon just to make a point, make it number one again. But I was told by a little bird off record that they do other things like just don't let it show up as top. I mean, that's happened to me when Endgame was the number one documentary years ago. I put it out 10 years ago. It was number one for a week. It was causing us to sell thousands of extra a day. Just because it was number one, and then they just knocked it out completely. It didn't even show up.
Top of the charts, it has an effect. It has a bumping effect on sales. So they'll only let people go to number one who they want to sell more copies.
Remember, the New York Times 4 or 5 years ago said, we're not letting conservatives be number one on the New York Times list. In fact, we're just banning them.
Well, you know that last week, this week it wasn't the case, but last week I had the top-selling hardcover nonfiction book in the country, right? By a considerable margin, by over 7,000 copies. But they put me at number five, and they put me after a book that I had outsold by 2-1. That what the one they put at number one was a book about Trump and Bannon, because it was written by a liberal.
Just cram that earpiece in, shove it in.
Yes, and I don't know. I was like, I'm having like a Mariah Carey.
Why are you scared to shove it in there all the way? There you go.
I can't help it. I can't help it. There we go. I quite know. You know, if you ever see Mariah Carey in concert, she's constantly touching her earpiece. It's become like a tic. I think I've got a tic. No, it's. What they did was they put me behind a book that I outsold by 2-1. I sold double the number of copies, but they put me behind it at number five. And the number one book I'd outsold by 6,000 copies. I sold by far and away, by a clear margin, the most hardcover nonfiction books last week. And the New York Times put me at number five because they just wouldn't let me have the number.
Because they know it will create the cascade to make it number one, and then you'll just stay there for 6 months, and that makes them look bad.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, because this is the same reason that retailers, you know, we had a huge fight with Barnes & Noble to finally get the book on the shelves of Barnes & Noble, because they know that once people start to see it around, it creates demand. When it's in stock at Amazon, you get the green tick. People are more likely to buy it than when it's out of stock. So this is,
So the story is, we're winning the culture war
whether you call it libertarian, conservative, evangelical Christians don't like being kicked around, Trump's defending them, whatever, people that don't want to be killed by Muslims, you know, like the nightclub getting shot up. And then they tried to spin that in the media that I said gays deserve to die. I said, why are gays so liberal when they're the ones getting killed by these people getting shot? And they turned that into I was blaming them. No, I was saying, why aren't you for being defending yourself?
Mystery. It's the same thing. And this, you know, this.
But I didn't shoot the people. No, I'm saying you need to defend yourself.
You're the bad guy for saying, why don't you stick up for your own interests? It's the same thing. It's this sort of weird quirk of America that I haven't worked out yet. Why so many?
Look at camera one. Talk to those audience out there.
The weird quirk of America, I haven't really worked out why so many of my fellow Jews are so liberal in America when the left has been opposed to the existence of Israel, has been actively denying Israel's right to exist. I mean, your viewers are going to have various different points.
But the Soros documents came out, he wants to destroy Israel.
But this has always been so weird to me, why so many well-educated, wealthy Jews in America are so left-wing. Why are they all Democrats? I don't get it. I don't understand this. I don't understand why gays, I just don't get why gays listen to women like this who want to pander to them, who want to say, oh, you know, after a tragedy, let love win, let's stop the hate, let's have rainbow hashtags on Twitter. Yet she'll take tens of millions of dollars from countries that you know, that want us dead and that fund terrorists that throw us off roofs, you know, that pander to and mollycoddle radical Islam. The gap between what they say and what they do, between how they describe themselves to us and what they actually do for us, is remarkable. Now, I was interviewed by somebody from Mediaite the other day, and he's like, well, what about this anti-LGBT, anti-gay Trump presidency? And I said, what are you talking about? I don't care what he says. I don't care if the White House issues some lame, gushing National Gay Pride Proclamation. I want him to stop Muslims coming in the country so I don't get killed. Like, what are you on about? And the gap between, you know, speaking and action is key to understanding the liberal mind.
Well, the point is that the so-called left wants control of the culture. It's a power trip. And a lot of people existentially through it feel like they're in power when they're not. They're imagining with reflected glory from Hillary that they're in charge. And now that their idol has fallen, they don't know what to do and are attacking more than ever to bully people into submission, and that's backfiring spectacularly. So let me ask you this question. Where are they culturally on the so-called left, and where do you see it going as they get more and more histrionic, more and more desperate? But first, the toll-free number to join us, your questions for Milo Yiannopoulos on his dangerous tour, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, quick questions or comments for Milo, 800-259-9231. And any of the crew, that I know Daria's a big fan, when they want to pop in and ask a question, they're welcome to as well. But really, where are they right now? Because we sit here and laugh about it, and we're winning. They're saying kill the president. They're saying coup d'etat. They've got former CIA directors on TV saying we're about to overthrow him. We've got congressmen saying, yeah, they're shopping it on the Hill. Limbaugh's talked to Congress folks that are saying they're trying to get top generals to lead a coup. I mean, that's illegal. So we sit here and joke about this, but, you know, we've got leftists threatening Paul Watson saying we're going to purge you soon. Mm-hmm. We're going to kill you soon. Mm-hmm. And then well, Twitter promotes them saying they're going to kill us. I mean,
I think the bad news is they're throwing everything they have at the legitimately elected president. The good news is, in cultural terms, in big civilizational terms, you know, over decades, that is, they are going to lose. We've had 30 years of the nannying, pearl-clutching, pandering social justice left, of the, you know, political correctness, of all of the kind of stuff that people reacted against so violently.
Of crazy-eyed control freaks.
Yes, exactly. And you're absolutely right in everything you say about those people. I've listened to you when you talk about them, and you're right about them. The way you describe it is accurate. It's exactly what they are. Swivel-eyed, lunatic control freaks who just, you know, who live to legislate other people's behavior, language, dress codes, speech codes, you name it. This is what these people wake up in the morning working out new, you know, working out.
They're buzzkills.
This is what I'm about to say. They're funless, joyless. This sort of horrible, anodyne, faceless America they want to build, this kind of, this ugly, joyless hell where no one can tell a joke. No one can have an interesting or fun.
And the buildings, admit, have to be ugly.
Oh, well, you can't. Nobody can wear a costume. Nobody can tell a joke. Nobody can have a particular hairstyle. Nobody can do or say or be anything except this narrow little band of what they tell you. And
yeah. And they're always fighting with each other over what that is.
Right.
Well, isn't that why they're going to go down there fighting with themselves?
Well, it's another mechanism of control, requiring you to sign up for a definition that constantly changes, because it requires you to always be, it means that you're always in fear, because you never know what's going to be racist today, because the definition of racist,
they're always moving the goalposts
and enlarging. Exactly. But this is why they're going to lose. They're going to lose, in my view, mostly because they're so funless. Because look how much fun we've had on the show today. Like, we've been laughing, we've been joking, we've been enjoying ourselves. People at home are enjoying themselves. Compare that with CNN, with the gloomy, the sad CNN meme, you know? Like, we manage it, like, the sort of populist, nationalist, you know, conservative and libertarian movement managed to find some joy in what is otherwise a completely funless progressive left establishment.
So where does it go? Because they've gone to the 99 percentile of, let's have a coup, let's kill Trump, let's imprison everybody. I mean, there's only 1% more is for them to start the violence at a new level. I mean,
well, they're not in power. It seems to me far-fetched that they're actually going to try to kill the president. I mean, are they really going to assassinate Trump? I mean, it seems a lot.
That would really blow up in their face.
I can't imagine they'd go there.
Turn him into a martyr?
Come now. You know, of all people to turn into a martyr, Donald Trump, you know, would not be a smart choice. You know, this is... But, look, I really firmly...
Yeah, see, if I was Machiavelli and somebody would actually go after Trump, then sure, we totally win. I don't want that to happen.
Oh, I see, if you were doing a false flag or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I mean, you worry because you don't know how these people... When you think about this family...
Well, I'm actually trying to get them to think, don't kill him, it's going to blow up in your face. I'm explaining that to them because they're so enraged, they're not thinking in a multidimensional way.
I think they're obviously trying to unseat him from the presidency in any way they can. I think that far I will go. And the ways in which they're doing it are dishonest and sneaky and miserable, and the commentary is depressing and angry and furious all the time. And I really firmly believe that one of the main tools that we have at our disposal is fun and joy and mischief. Whether it's the meme-y, trolley, you know, hordes that carried Trump into the White House, or whether it's just enjoying ourselves, people are attracted to fun, happy people. And if we can tell
exactly
the truth,
and laughing at the left,
if we can tell the truth but wrap it in a good joke, if we can be more fun than the other side,
your show on you, because I need to get more. I mean, I can be funny when I want. I tend to get so serious, and because we are in such serious times, but it's important to have some fun sometimes as well. Before we go any further with some phone calls, again, free shipping was supposed to end yesterday. I noticed they haven't ended it yet, but the specials did end. But free shipping one more day, and it is going to end today. But here are the new specials. We're having the 1776 specials in the month of August. We have Brain Force, our amazing nootropic, 1776. That's 55% off. We've never done that before, but people love it. I want people that haven't tried it to try it. Amazing nootropic, uses the top ingredients out there known for a healthy, focused brain with energy. We have Survival Shield, the good halogen, X2, 55% off. We've never done that. I want folks to enjoy that. We just got a big shipment in. Secret 12 of pure methylcobalamin, vitamin B12, very absorbable into the body, under the tongue, high quality, 55% off, 1776. Oil of oregano, it's 1776. Bio-Truselinium, it's 1776. We have the new Super Blue mouthwash that's made by the same place that makes, you know, the big... high-quality toothpaste that we have is fluoride-free with iodine and colloidal silver. That has colloidal silver in it. It's $17.76. That's 11% off out of the gate. We have the John Oliver Challenge with our bone broth, turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen mix, the best-selling bone broth formula in the country now. Quite a big phenomenon. That's back in stock. John Oliver's attacking and saying it's horrible, that it tastes terrible. It tastes okay with water. It tastes great with milk and some ice. But just don't believe me. Try it for yourself. But what matters is the energy, the stamina. You think a bowl of chicken noodle soup is good. This is chicken noodle soup squared. The next power, that's 30% off when you get it with the new True Whey protein we have, made by the top manufacturer of organic grass-fed whey in the country. 50% off all silver products at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping for one more day, and always 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. That makes a bunch of these loss leaders. So new specials, thank you all for your support. The 1776 specials, defending our republic, defending free speech. Milo.
I wasn't going to go back to this, but I was just looking at the pictures before. I actually started reading it.
Madeline Albright's a good-looking man.
No. I mean, the baboons weren't interested, but Hillary Rodham Clinton was warming to her subject. Well, see, even the monkeys don't care. While a couple of primates watched from a nearby boulder, more taken by the remnants of a lavish picnic than their high-profile visitor, the First Lady delivered an exegesis on women's advancement.
It's all there.
But what it's saying archivally is she's a god.
It's all there.
Speaking to the subhumans.
But isn't it interesting? I mean, if you take the...
It's all about how they're scientific and they've, like, aliens visiting a foreign world to see the aboriginal boobies.
But if you take the primates as a proxy for the rest of us, you know, those you know...
Yeah, you get it. It's like, she's a god woman.
The deplorables, you know, those of us who are messy and scrappy and you know, we are ungratefully ignoring
we're her, not the transcendent Madam President.
Her Sermon on the Mount about women's empowerment. Well, that's a pretty good metaphor. It's a pretty good allegory for what happened in the election, isn't it? The rest of us, she was banging on about women, and the rest of us just weren't that interested. We were more interested in the picnic.
And we were more interested, women were more interested just in having a good life.
I mean, I was only taking the mickey out of the pictures.
Well,
before,
a creepy woman telling women how much she loves them.
Now I've actually started reading it. It's even better.
I told you.
You've got to get this.
You can write a whole book about this.
Oh, you've got to get
since
this.
Since I started plugging it's gone from like $4 on
eBay to like 50. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because I want to republish this.
Well, if you'd been smart, you would have bought 5,000 of them.
No. What's actually going on? I actually have been trying to corner the market on the Madam President. the most unintentional comedy in the galaxy. Back, give that back. You can have the rape whistle, but you can't have that.
I have. See, this is a dilemma I've got in front of me.
Say what? You know what? I've already ordered more.
No.
You may have it.
This is
to show on C-SPAN.
No.
Promise you will, and I'll give it to you.
A rape whistle blown by Alex Jones or the Madam President Newsweek special. If I only got to pick one, I don't think I'd be able to choose. I'm taking both.
You can actually, but promise you'll show it on C-SPAN.
I'll promise to try.
Because they're going to get really mad.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll take a purple folder and I'll say it's my notes and I'll produce it. Just say, well, one of the reasons I wrote the book is things like this.
This will be a day long remember.
Live. I hope it's live. So now we've given it away, but they don't watch this show.
But what you do is you just take the audio. And then if they don't play it, you go, here is the censor. And then version will get 10 million views.
Great hero of the conservative movement, Matt Purdy, my cameraman with me, who always does this stuff. This is We have to. You have to tape Megyn Kelly. I have to take him.
Exactly. Like, here's the thing. I've not been taping you today. It's like, where's my phone? Because I know I don't have to. We're live. Where's my phone? But I taped her because she's a lying snake who just got her show canceled. Your call straight ahead.
Devastating.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate?
If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is...
We're going to take a few phone calls here for Milo Yiannopoulos and the best-selling author of Dangerous, Milo. But also, Dangerous.com is for the book right now. Infowars.com, you can buy it as well. But people can find you on, well, not Twitter, they banned you on that too, Facebook.
So
the best place is your YouTube for now, but YouTube has announced they're going to start black-holing anything the left doesn't like.
Yeah, well, you and I are going to have a conversation after this show, and let's see if it ends up in the YouTube black hole or not. But you can search for me on YouTube and subscribe to that, and you can find me on Facebook as well.
And I love how they say, we don't ban it, just no one can see it.
No, well, yeah, so they put a screen up in front of it that you have to click through to get to it. No comments, no voting. They won't promote it anywhere.
You can't share it.
You can't share it. And these are all of, well, what else? What are you going to be on YouTube for then? You know, the whole point.
And, of course, that's just the precursor to outright bans.
Of course.
Now, we're going to go to your phone calls right now. But you were pointing out that all of us should be taking a victory lap because despite the fact we're being persecuted, they're falling. And Megyn Kelly's having her show canceled.
You should take the credit for that because I think the credit is yours. I think you should take the victory lap there, you know. Now, without getting into the subject matter of the specific interview you did with her, the mess around that and the fact that, you know, that she was undermined by your cleverness in recording everything that you communicated with her and all the rest of it. And also the stupidity of the rest of the media. I mean, look, they can believe whatever they want about you or about me. They can say what they like. They can call us whatever names they want. But it doesn't matter. If somebody is influential, is a big presence in public life, and has a huge fan base, they're, of course, newsworthy. That's the definition of newsworthy. It's not the way that they treated her for daring to interview you just because you have a big audience. It was remarkable. And I think combination of that and the way that you conducted yourself and the way you handled that interview was really smart, and I think you should take a victory lap for the end.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I know I was walking into a trap, but I knew that no matter what they did, it was meant to be my destruction. People hate the mainstream. No matter what they do, they're done. So they're that pathetic. All right, we got Ben, Teresa, we got Van, we got Adam, we got Dan, and many others. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Dan in Florida. You're on the air with Milo. Go ahead, Dan.
Alex, Milo, you guys are my heroes. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, buddy. Go ahead, Dan.
First off, I just wanted to plug the products because they're amazing. I got Brain Force, Knockout, X2, Super Male, Caveman, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's really changed my life.
That's quite a pill lineup for the morning. I mean, you don't get to cereal in the morning because you've got a line of pills.
It works. You got to take the Super Male Vitality.
I'll give it a try. I promise to try.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I've lost 25 pounds this year since I started taking it all regularly. I feel great. Anyway, I just wanted to, what you prefaced about YouTube actually segues into what I wanted to ask Milo and you. Mm-hmm. So in April, I started my own YouTube channel, and it was going pretty well. I got up to about 1,400 subscribers, and on August 1st, right when that whole YouTube thing was going down, I woke up and found that my channel had been hit with 3 copyright strikes all at once and deleted, and then YouTube wouldn't even let me appeal it. They suspended my account. So I'm just kind of having a little...
That's right. They get rid of the little guys up front, But once you're big, they don't want to make a big example, so they do it slowly. That's why you got to do stuff that's purely yours, or say, I'm going to analyze this news clip under fair use, and then do that.
Yeah, but they'll still strike you, when you appeal it, they generally...
But as he said, they're not even letting people appeal now.
No, well, I get every day, practically every day, I get an email from them saying, your video is not suitable for monetization. And it's about some old video.
We do too.
I don't have that many videos on my channel. I mean, I have 650,000 subscribers, but all my old college talks are on there, and they're going to be on there again in the new talk. A Troll Academy coming later in the year. But I get emails almost every day. So they new videos they discovered from my archives. They're just like, no, we're not letting this guy have any ad revenue. So, you know, I mean, it was never really a big thing for me. But I did go from making...
Our revenue is down 76% since they did this on YouTube. They're strangling us.
It wasn't a big thing for me. I don't have a big operation like you. But I think I was earning maybe $20,000 a month from YouTube. And now it's at about...
Hold on, stay there.
Now it's about $800.
I want to be specific. It's 77% of our YouTube money. It's not our overall.
Yeah,
exactly. But the point is, they are literally doing it on purpose.